Hello everybody, from where you're listening from. My name is Bridges Mugala and kama kawaida.
My name is Anthony Baki. Tuko hapa Football Weekly ku discuss ball. At least tuone vile itakuwa hapa hivi the next weekend.
Yes sir. Over to the last weekend. It was a tragic weekend in Manchester. The Mancunians, the big game of the weekend, the Mancunians lost to Liverpool by a margin of 5 goals.
Very tragic. That was tragic. A high five, manzi.
Very tragic. Yani zilikuwa tu zinaingia tu wa. Alafu second half walisema tu acha to relax, to pass two ball around tu. Because ilifika place at a United, hakuna kenye United ingeza fanya.
There's no way wangecontain hours ya Liverpool.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa tricky tu.
And if you look at how the positional play, Vele Oleguna alikuwa instruct the midfielders to play, the connection between the midfield and the striker, the strikers, the forwards, ilikuwa tu nje. People are asking so many questions. Is it a problem with the players? Imefika place, the players are not playing for the coach, wanataka Oleguna ende, or is it Oleguna too, the style of Oleguna's management is just off?
Mina dhani tu Oleguna management yake at saiko a bit off in terms of even the style of play. I don't think United, compared to other top Premier League clubs, have a style of play that can work for them any other time. Because looking at them, there was no strategy, there was no formation that they had playing against Liverpool. They knew the kind of pace and the kind of football that Liverpool plays, but still they didn't even come up with a strategy to be able to tackle whatever situation they are going to face over the weekend.
Yeah, and also if you look at how Ole Gunnar instructs those players, unangalia someone like Scott McTominay was out of play, not even out of position, out of play kabisa. Like akukua kabisa in the game. Unangalia Fred in the first half, he was marking Salah and Naby Keita. It's so impossible to mark Salah and Naby Keita vile wanaipaka. Yeah, and the instructions were really, ilikuwa too confusing because Rashford, the forwards weren't wakuwa nambua rudi nyuma. So unapata Luke Shaw is ameachwa isolated with Salah. That is a goal. Hapo katikati Fred ameachwa peke yake, that is a goal. Kutoka hiyo game ya Manchester United and Liverpool, do you think the players have to prove something, or Ole Gunnar has to prove something, because Ole Gunnar has been given a chance 3 games?
I think it's now up to Ole Gunnar to manage his players well.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't, then I don't know what he'll be doing there. You understand?
Yeah.
Lazima angalia tu zile options ako nazo right now na acheze nazo to the fullest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking about Ole Gunnar's management, ukiangalia rumors were flying in everywhere in Sunday evening after the game, alafu pia Monday in the morning, about Ole Gunnar's sack and also players in the camp. Unapata some players or just some staff members saying, how is it capable that someone like Van der Beek has been doing very well in training, apart in minutes kwa game? So people are asking those questions around the United camp.
I think for me, it's all about the manager trying to get the best players who will work with what he has.
Yeah.
Because you don't just pick players who can't, keep up with the kind of formation or style of play you want to engage during games.
Yeah.
So maybe the manager thing, not the player thing.
Yeah.
Because if the player is doing well in the training sessions, it means that if he's given a chance to play a game,
He can provide something.
Yeah, he can provide something for the team.
Yeah. And also, ukiangalia pia pale nyuma defense is very shaky, very bad. Also, a question arised that Maguire alikuwa injured before the Leicester City game, which United lost 4-2. There are questions. Why are you playing someone who isn't 100% fit, and you have a defender at the bench who is 100% fit? He can give everything. Do you think Ole Gunnar has lost confidence over some players in the team?
when you're playing or you're fielding players for games,
yeah,
you need to get the best players,
yeah,
to field for a particular game. You don't have to overlook things like injuries, because at the end of the day, if someone is injured, you need them to fully recover so that they can be able to be fully competitive,
yeah,
for any kind of game you're playing.
True. Because if you look at how Harry Maguire has been playing of late, you can't compare of last season. Very shaky everywhere. He's just everywhere. I think Ole Gunnar is very lucky still to have the job at Manchester United. Very lucky.
Personally, I was voting for Antonio Conte coming to support or rather to manage Manchester United.
Yeah.
Because even with the kind of players Manchester United has right now, he can still bring the quality out of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's lack of ideas or lack of strategy,
yeah,
that is lacking with Ole Gunnar, because he has the best of players that, yeah, can win him games and matches.
Yeah.
But how he uses this kind of players is the issue here.
Yeah, it's very abnormal. What were Lewi bana? Why Ole Gunnar is doing that? But he's very lucky.
Yeah.
Conte is available. According to Fabrizio Romano, Conte said he will take the job, but he will not disrespect the decision that Manchester United itakuwa nayo katikati ya the organization in Ole Gunnar.
Mm-hmm.
But he says if United wakimu approach, then he is open to negotiate.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best guy to manage this kind of players. If the club wants instantaneous results, then he's also the best guy to approach it now.
Yeah. So, apart from Conte, there are various other candidates chosen. Erik Ten for, yeah, Ajax,
yeah,
very good manager. Development strategy, kwa pitch, the structure, his philosophy, very good. Kuna Zidane.
Yeah, Zidane is also in the market.
Yeah, but Zidane said he has to think about it. He wanted to, alikuwa anataka chukua some time off.
Football.
Yeah, from football after the old Real Madrid fiasco. Kuna Pochettino. United wanted to go for Pochettino. But I think that is the worst idea ever,
yeah,
going,
sure,
for Pochettino.
Pochettino now is a far-fetched idea. I don't know.
Because I think Pochettino, Kenya Nataka, it's, he wants young players, very young players. He doesn't want to deal with these old people. Because unangalia pale PSG,
mm,
PSG are not producing that kind of football unaweza expect kwao, because ase wote wame kiburi yao imeshinda Pochettino. Acha niweke hivyo ikuwe rahisi kuisema, kiburi yao imeshinda Pochettino. And ukiangalia kikwa Tottenham the way alikuwa nai paka vizuri, it's because ukiangalia hao ma players, the ego that Son has compared to the ego that Mbappe has, very different. Son ni mtu unaweza mpiga sub game important sana na hakuna kenye itafanyika, hata toka tu vizuri. But for Mbappe, that's different. I remember Tuchel once alikuwa anagombana na Mbappe when he was substituting him in PSG. So it's very different ukikompare the way you handle PSG right now and that Tottenham that Pochettino had.
I think even there's a recent post I saw about Tuchel.
Yeah.
In terms of comparing players or even managing players the likes of Romelu Lukaku,
yeah,
and comparing them to a team like PSG.
Yeah.
He said it is quite easier to manage players like Lukaku or in Chelsea,
yeah,
than to manage players like Kina Messi, Neymar, Mbappe.
True.
At PSG.
True.
So it's always a struggle, especially when it comes to massaging their ego, so that at least you can always come to a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, my theory is some of the things are going wrong at United with Ole Gunnar because of some of the players. You remember that United versus Everton game where Ali bench Ronaldo?
Mm.
Ronaldo wasn't happy at all with Ole Gunnar. The time United was beaten by Young Boys and Akasab Ronaldo off, Ronaldo was very frustrated at Ole Gunnar for that action. So I think maybe some of the players are too big for Ole Gunnar.
Okay, well, personally, I think Ronaldo is.
Yeah.
The rest, you can begin about that.
Yeah.
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 Because so, Roro played again alongside this guy. Well, he was still at United.
Yeah. True. So, real quick, Liverpool's unbeaten run. and consistency, very good. Mo Salah at the top.
Yeah, Mo Salah is on fire.
Yeah.
But I also like how Naby Keita is coming back into the game.
Yeah.
Since that injury he had.
Yeah.
Now he's coming out strongly, he's providing assists, yeah. He's being involved in goals. I like how he's playing right now. Yeah,
playing very well.
Yeah.
Forward runs, scoring goals, and we wish him quick recovery. Ile injury alipata on Pogba's tackle.
Mm.
On to the moment of the day. Cesc Fabregas, a Londoner, a Spaniard who loved London. Came to Arsenal when he was young from Barcelona, played very well, provided, gave everything to the Gunners, went to Barcelona back home, gave everything to the Spaniards, came back to England, to Chelsea, and he gave everything to Chelsea. So, very good midfielder, a good player. We wish him best of luck in his endeavors. And this is the moment of the day from Cesc Fabregas.
Cesc, when you get a hostile reception from your former fans, does that make victory even sweeter?
No, not at all. I have a huge respect for Arsenal. They gave me everything when I was little. Without them, I know I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have won what I won. Huge respect. The fans, I take it in a positive way. I know they love me. So... you know, it's all because, you know, we were together one day, and sometimes for circumstances these things can happen, but I, you know, I've always said it, I'm not scared, and they will always be in my heart forever. But now this is football, you know, I'm in this fantastic football club, you know, I'm playing with great players, with a great coach, with great fans, and, you know, I want to win everything. I'm hungry. I really, really want to do well for this club, and you know, I hope I can make it in the future.
You made a good start today. You were the Barclays man match. Well done, Cesc.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so that is Cesc Fabregas. What can you say about Cesc Fabregas, Mr. Anthony Barkley?
Cesc Fabregas actually liked his time at Chelsea more than he liked his time at Arsenal.
Yeah.
He says that he's never regretted joining this team, Chelsea. Yeah. And of course, it is only at Chelsea that he got to win, the Champions League.
Yeah, and the Premier League.
The Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, he almost won everything at Chelsea.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So he says, always, he'll forever be grateful to the time and to the people who gave him a chance to be at Chelsea.
Yeah, so that is Cesc Fabregas, one of the best midfielders England has ever witnessed. So on to the player of the week. Player of the week, Mo Salah, with no regrets.
Ah, definitely.
Mo Salah banging goals week in and week out.
That was a hat-trick against Manchester United.
Yeah, the only player to score a domestic hat-trick against Manchester United in Old Trafford.
It's no longer a theatre of dreams.
It's a theatre of disasters. A theatre of Peter Dury ndo alieka vizuri. A theatre of nightmares.
Hey, it was fire. It was fire at the Old Trafford.
Yeah, very. It was nilikuwa yani nilikuwa nimeka katikati na ya two Sudanese guys. You know, Sudanese guys wana supportingi. Most of them wana supportingi either Man City or Liverpool. Sasa nimeka katikati ya two Liverpool Sudanese fans. Zinaingia tu. Bao ya kwanza inaingia. Ya pili, ya tatu inaingia na jaribu kusimama niende wanaambia kaa chini bwana. Haijaisha tu. DSTV imelipwa mwaka mzima. So Mo Salah, congratulations. Play of the week courtesy of Football Weekly, Mo Salah. Goal of the week courtesy of Football Weekly, give it to Jacob Ramsey, a late consolation goal against Arsenal. Top corner, very well taken.
Yo, talk to this guy called Alois.
Alois.
Nana anasema hapa Chelsea ni team ndogo. You're a United fan, tell him what he needs to hear.
Alois, kusema tu kweli, acha tukubali tu leo. Acha tukubali leo. United are in the worst place ever. So acha tukubali tu leo tu. Acha tu lower our ego kidogo. But this is United. We'll come back firing shots, not blanks. So So off to London. What went wrong with Harry Kane, Mr. Anthony Barkley?
Harry Kane is just going through some hard time.
Yeah.
I look at him as a player.
Yeah.
He's not doing well.
He's not doing well at all. One
and
goal.
And I think actually what's affecting Harry Kane right now is the fact that he could not manage that transfer to Manchester City.
Yeah.
The club decided to hold on to him at a time that he really wanted to leave. So that effect is still on him.
Yeah.
He's still in his mind. That's why he's not performing at Tottenham anymore.
Yeah, true. And if you look at Harry Kane right now, one goal and one assist in 8 appearances in the EPL. It's very discouraging as a ukiangalia a player like Harry Kane. Very discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
So now napo Alois amesema Manu bila ego haiwezi. We are Kiburi FC, but big up Chelsea. Yes, Kiburi FC haiwezi isha. We are still Kiburi FC, but saizi tunaipaka ka Harry Kane saizi. Tunaipaka kama Harry Kane. So Tottenham were beaten by West Ham 1-0 last weekend. And remember, Harry Kane's error was the one which led to this goal.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I told you this game was going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
It was actually, that was a London derby.
Yeah, true.
And you know, the North Londoners.
Yeah.
Games are gangumu.
Sana.
There was no one who was going to, like, just accept defeat anyhow.
Yeah.
So that's why when I saw Tottenham playing against West Ham and the form that West Ham is in right now, with Antonio being back at the team, the likes of Akina Bendrama Merudi, your team is on fire. I was expecting a win actually against Tottenham, and I said it last week.
Yeah. So Antonio, talking about Antonio, scored the goal in a fantastic form, very good form. So big up to the Jamaican stroke English international. Antonio.
It's still Antonio.
So talking about West Ham. West Ham Arena wako kwa place enye. There is a new owner who is to come in. Czech investors.
The billionaire.
Yeah. They want to buy a big share of West Ham that itafanya wakwe the main guys there.
It's almost 27% of the shares are being bought by the billionaire, the Czech billionaire. But again, if you look at it, they're giving him the option of buying the whole team in the future. So what I'm just thinking right now is most of the Premier League teams are not going for the big money.
Yeah.
The community aspect is not being pushed aside, but guys want money for the clubs.
Yeah,
once
true.
The money is there, you can get the players you want, who are going to probably win the titles you want for the team.
And it's something that in Newcastle United fans will have to now be patient with. Now they have the money. But itakuwa kesho ati watu watasign to Newcastle, ati kesho watasign Haaland, Lewandowski, na all the good guys. They'll need time.
Hata wakisign sahi, they still need time to like work.
Yeah.
And I mean, results will start coming in after 2 to 3 years or even 4 years.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's like Man City. Vele Mwarabu alichukua team to 8. It took time until 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Czech investors, they have seen a very good team in West Ham. Wamekuwa na very good run. West Ham ni saizi ni number 4 bana. Waningia weekend ikani ni number 4. And also they have a good run in the domestic cup. And something amazing about West Ham. Acha tupe tu praise pali nafai kupewa.
Uh-huh.
West Ham wamechuja the whole of Manchester kwa Carabao. Walipiga Manchester United nje. Man City nje. So it's a good team right now. A very wako kwa form ingine wazimu sana.
Mm-hmm.
And now teams will be watakuwa on their toes while playing West Ham. Yeah.
True.
That is West Ham. We go to the weekend roundup. What was during the last week games? We witnessed Arsenal, Man City, United, the tragic events that happened and the good things that happened during the weekend. So Chelsea outplayed Norwich to a 7-0 win. A mounted hat-trick helped Chelsea to win. Odoi, Rhys James, Ben Chilwell and Max Aaron's own goal contributed to the tally. So, big up to Chelsea on winning by 7 goals.
Yeah, seventh heaven, baby. That was Chelsea. Are we on fire, man? That was Norwich.
Norwich, yeah.
Ayo, Norwich wako chini. Already relegation to. Saiba do awezi. Norwich wako chini sana.
By the size of Norwich, the only team that ilitoka relegation and they're still wanangeika sana. Arsenal won at the Emirates by three goals to one in an enticing match against Aston Villa. Goals by Aubameyang, Thomas Partey and Emile Smith-Rowe helped the Gunners sail to an emphatic win.
Aston Villa bana walitutoa kwa bet.
Mbaya sana manzi. Mbaya sana.
Guys were all over nini social media.
Yeah.
Arsenal inashinda aje. You know, ilikuwa game ya Friday kwanza.
Manzi.
Villa walituwest hapo.
Na vile nilikuwa vile hiyo pena iliseviwa come on Aston Villa, come on.
Yeah, but Arsenal, so, liona come, I Arsenal, think watakuwa hapa mbele ni watasumbua.
Yeah, Arsenal naona, niliona wameregister pale Winners Chapel, wanangoja approval from the, wanangoja team moja Manchester itolewe Winners Chapel, alafu wengishe Arsenal Winners Chapel sasa. So, Tottenham, we have talked about Tottenham. Tottenham wa not lucky enough after being beaten by West Ham 1-0, an error that saw Antonio scoring a goal. An unlucky Tottenham.
Very unlucky.
Very unlucky, but ni kama wanataka kujiprove hii weekend against Manchester United.
Lakini mani mse, mani hata mneza kula bado na Tottenham. Mneza pia wataka kujiprove.
But unajua saizi pali United imefika.
Mm-hmm.
Saizi United pali imefika. Yani imekuwa so devastating that hata saizi United ikilose. Ni for two yani. Ni,
don't feel the pinch. Like, yeah. Mshazo ya kulose.
Man, misi jasema hivyo. Wendo umesema hivyo. Man City won at the Amex by 4-1. Walikuwa anacheza na Brighton, they won 4-1. A good display by Phil Foden. He scored 2 goals. Gundogan and Mahrez contributed to the tally. So Man City?
Hey, Man City?
Yeah.
I mean, those are the teams you don't want to mess up with in the Premier League.
Yeah,
true. Imagine Manchester, you still have to face these teams. Manchester watoke Tottenham, bado Chelsea na wangoja.
Man City
na wangoja.
Arsenal
na wangoja. Akia nani?
Scary hours.
Nizoto game unapatia uliguna, ajiprove nazo.
Ajiprove, yeah.
It's a lie, man.
Na Atalanta away. Oh my
Aish,
God.
It's a lie.
So, Manchester United were defeated by Liverpool at Old Trafford. Mo Salah scored 3 goals that helped Liverpool win by 5-0. Other scorers included Naby Keita and Diogo Jota. Unajua kenye ili nishangaza na hiyo game ni first half. First half, ukiangalia Liverpool, ilikuwa tu Firmino, Jota, Salah na Naby Keita. Au ingine hakuna kitu walikuwa nafanya. Ilikuwa tu asewewa nne peke yake.
And but Tata Henderson alikuwa po. You know, hata Milner alikuwa before pigwe sub na injury.
Yeah. And au tu alikuwa hapo like to hold. Because United really didn't aku provide anything for Liverpool to say, acha tuipake sasa. Nothing. So United, pull up your socks. Chelsea are at the top of the table, a point above Liverpool. Man City are number 3. And West Ham, ndo wamemaliza, wameifunga hapo. Wamefunga the Champions League spot. Well done to the teams. After 9 games, United dropped to position 7, 8 points behind league leaders Chelsea.
Those are league pretenders.
So they are league leaders and they are league pretenders.
United cannot be a league leader, brother.
So, wadau mnasikia umse Kenya nasema. On to the weekend, we have big games. Leicester City versus Arsenal at the King Power Stadium tomorrow, Saturday, 2:30. Unapea nani Mr. Anthony Baki?
Hey, Leicester versus Arsenal. Yeah. I am behind Leicester full time.
Leicester City?
Yeah. It's the same Leicester that beat United. To see how you.
Yeah. Now go home. So we have
Leicester. Min konyu ma Leicester.
So favorites Leicester City to win at their Amex Stadium.
True.
Liverpool versus Brighton, Anfield. Kesho it's Saturday at 5.
Liverpool, Brighton
at the Anfield Stadium.
Huko ndo unapea nani?
Yeah, tunapea tu Mo Salah, man. Mo Salah hata anaweza piga trick ingine hapa.
Sahi by the way, kama unataka kubet, eka game ya Liverpool, Chelsea na Man City.
Nivo.
Na unaeka kwanza over, 3.5 bro.
Na umesha, na umesahau, like unaekea Chelsea, Man City and Liverpool, na team yote inacheza na Manchester United. Hey, I'm so sorry for the United fans. It is what it is. So Liverpool versus Brighton. Liverpool are the favorites, having playing at home and having been our medis play a very good character of football. Still tomorrow, 5 p.m. on Saturday, Chelsea versus Newcastle at the St. James Park. So Chelsea are away. Unapea nani, Mr. Anthony Baki?
Chelsea, Newcastle,
yeah.
The Three Lions. Hii jezi ya 3 inenda kwa kio siku. Tunenda piga Newcastle ka burukenge. Asha waweka.
Yeah, I think Chelsea, you know, like should now, win.
Kwanza hata wana manager.
Yeah. So Chelsea should win. They have a very good form and run. And then Newcastle are still, they're still bado wako kwa transition flani. So Man City versus Crystal Palace, 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, watapiga tu 5 kama yo 5 p.m.
Hey, isha semo, isha semo. And then lastly, Tottenham versus Manchester United at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I'll go for a draw.
I think the
both teams are they just look weak.
Yeah,
those two teams,
yeah.
They are so unpredictable, you can't even like stake anywhere with these two teams.
Yeah. So I think Tottenham versus Manchester United, it's a very hizo teams mbili, they are wako tu kwa period flani inapea wasiwasi tu. So I think a draw, or for me, because I want Ole Gunnar to go, Tottenham please win. So so that is the EPL. I think that's it. Anthony Baki, AOB.
I think just like to add the United fans to keep the hope high.
Yeah.
And as well join Chelsea because you're on a roller coaster right now.
Yeah.
And you're winning games.
So that is from Anthony Baki. Manchester United, stay strong, Bwana. Stay strong. Ulichagua hii timu ukijua pale unaenda. Stay strong. So that's it from us, Football Weekly. I've been having Anthony Baki in the studio. My name is Bridges Mugala. I'm happy that you're happy. Thank you very much.